This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. As other talk show hosts charge you for their websites, we'll give you more for free, likely, than they'll even charge you for it. Go and find out for yourself at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And we'll continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Hey. Everything you're talking about, I've come to the conclusion after listening for the last 3 months, is that everything is in regards to the status quo. In other words, when it comes to pot, which should be legalized, or if we're talking about whether we should carry a gun or not, or if, you know, why should I pay for your kid's education, it all comes down to that's the status quo, the people in power, and I totally agree with the comment that it basically enslaves everyone. We give 50% of our wages, and we're able to, quote, be free.
Hmm.
And so that's what we, but we've allowed it to happen.
Yep.
I can walk in the streets of Wyoming, carry a gun, no problem. I can go to certain parts of the country, smoke pot if I want. I don't. But if they legalize pot, it would sure solve a lot of problems. But they're not going to, because people in charge would lose money.
Yeah, they sure. Mm-hmm. Well, they sure would. Well, of course, the people who support legalization would point out they'd actually end up with greater budgets because they could tax it. Not that I support those proposals, but in theory, they could have more. Although the police departments would certainly be without a lot of their cash. There's no doubt.
Can I make
about
a
that.
Quick statement? Can I make a quick statement regarding that? Again, as part of the cottage industry, if you bust somebody for pot, not only does the court system able to confiscate all of their property,
yeah,
but then you have they have to go to school, they have to go to classes, they have to do this. There are so many cottage industries associated with the bust. It'd make it so much simpler to tax it and make money. You know, prohibition didn't work. Al Capone became a wealthy, wealthy person off of prostitution, off of gambling, and off of liquor, etc. So, I mean, it's just so easy. But again, somebody would lose a lot of money, the powers that be.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Is that the point you wanted to make tonight?
That's absolutely the point. And it also goes back to when I've called a couple times about our court systems in the small towns, etc. It's another way to perpetuate the way to enslave us. And
it's a cash cow. And a cash cow. They're raking in cash, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every single day from mostly poor victims of people that have been arrested. And I say victims like they're victims of the state. They're victims of the aggression of the state government people.
And
it's just right here in Keene, New Hampshire, they'll charge you $420 for pot possession. It's like a huge joke. It's crazy.
I tried to make a point the other day, and I don't know how people misinterpret it, but I'll tell you again real quick. You have a person that's not from this country. They do not have a driver's license. They do not have insurance on the car. They're arrested. They go to court in the small towns, and the small towns say, okay, we're going to suspend your license, which you don't have, but we're going to charge you $1,000 this time. The next time they're caught, it's $2,000. The next time they're caught, it's $3,000,
yep.
$4,000. It's incremental. And finally, after the fifth or sixth time, well, I think we're going to deport you. Because the news stations show up and say, hey, why are you giving this guy why are you taking all the money from him?
Because that's what it's all about, right?
And they're going to pay the money because they want to stay in the country.
But I can tell you, it's like that in not just the small towns. It's like that in the big cities as well. And thanks for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. The court system is a scam for the most part, from top to bottom. Really, it just, for the most part, it exists to separate people from their money. Yeah, now and then there's actually a real case that they have to hear with a real criminal. So there's some level of legitimacy to their operations, but the bulk of their cases are, like he said, you know, people with some sort of traffic violation or some kind of pot possession case or whatever.
Yeah, and it's all such a joke now. It's just a game. Like, I had a court date recently, and I'm sure, like...
The one with the trial?
Yeah. I'm sure I could have gone through and, like, picked apart some legal basis and maybe gotten off on some technicality, because that's all it is. It's playing a game with words and whatnot, but they're just much better at it. And so
that's their job.
Their words.
Yeah. And yeah, so right. That's why I didn't even bother going that route and just tried to do the moral stance. But
I had a lot of respect for the stance that you took in your case. And people can see Meg's trial if you want to go and see that. You can look, I don't know what it's called on freekeen.com, but I did put it over at freekeen.com. Yeah. So it's there. Just search for Meg and trial. It'll probably come up.
But it's so impossible because it's just a game. That's all it is. It's a word game.
Right, and they wrote all the rules.
Yeah.
and they interpret the rules.
Yeah, so you're going to lose.
And it's their, right, and Mark made that point, it's their language. Legalese is not the same as English. Go pick up a law dictionary and see if you can understand it. Even with the dictionary, it's very difficult.
Yeah, the legal system calls a person a corporation or right. You know an entity or whatever. I mean,
a person means a flesh and blood human being and a file folder.
Right, a piece of paper or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else could be a person, but they file lawsuits against houses, lawsuits against people's property. I mean, how can these things represent themselves? How can you file a lawsuit against a structure? It's strange. But the caller made some point that our show is about the status quo. And I'm not sure that I entirely agree with that. I guess what...
Well, we do talk about what is, but we also talk about what should be.
Right. Well, you know, the suggestion is that what I was hearing, and I guess you didn't hear it because you didn't... I didn't get a chance to jump in with the guy, but you didn't confront it at all. But the suggestion is that if it's done this way, that it must be being done wrong. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that if one needs to look at the way things are being done at all times and then decide what the best way to do it, and if there's an organization out there that's preventing you from doing things in the most expeditious fashion, perhaps that organization is evil.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Bob is listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I just have a couple of comments and questions, I guess, and then maybe I'll get off the air and listen to you on the radio. But, you know, it sounds like your argument in some ways is a little bit hypocritical, and I'll explain what I mean.
I would love to hear
that. I don't think you're saying you're totally against government and laws, right?
No, I'm in favor of self-government, and I'm in favor of the idea that private people can create whatever private rules they want to for their private property.
But you don't believe that a group of people in a society can get together and establish laws that they all agree to?
Sure, I absolutely believe that. If 100% of people agree, then yeah, absolutely, so I support that.
Only if it has to be 100%? Is that
what you're saying? Have to give people the option to not participate if they don't want to.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that, because now I'm going to make my... I was going to make my point, but you enabled me to make it better.
One more thing before you do that is the exception being, of course, when the rules have to do with violence and the aggression against others. It doesn't matter if 100% of people agree, you know, if there's 1% of people that say they should be able to murder somebody, I don't care about that, because then you're talking about violating someone's rights.
Right, I understand. Okay, but earlier, when the caller said about the drugs, and he was against drugs, but he wasn't against the Second Amendment, and you said, well, you know, you have the God-given right to use drugs, it's your body. You have the God-given right to eat cheeseburgers and hamburgers, it's your body. And you said you have the right to have sex with other, and then you said consenting adults, right? Which, of course, I agree with. Now, who's to say who's a consenting adult and who isn't?
In other words, you're right. You caught me on that one. I use
safe road.
Consenting adults is just so common. I use that. Consenting anyone, I think you have the right to have sex with. Anybody who wants to consent.
I know Mark would disagree with me, though. That could be, I'm not trying to twist you up, but I'm really trying to understand where you're coming from.
Sure.
That could be, let's say, a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old girl. If
you believe that they are able to consent to that, then yes. If you don't believe that, then no.
I absolutely disagree with this, and I think that there has to be some kind of litmus test to which a person becomes an adult. All societies have had adult-making ceremonies, and whatever occurs on that, you know, in some cases, 13-year-old girls have been given to some guy to go hump with, or young boys have killed their first deer or whatever. All societies have had adult litmus test.
As far as I'm concerned,
there needs to be one.
We can come back and talk more about this if you want to stick with us, Bob. You're welcome to continue with your thoughts at 800-259-9231, because I don't think I've made this quite clear yet. I think that as soon as you're ready to be an adult and you start making adult decisions, like having sex.
As long as you have the adult consequences.
Right. You will have consequences from having sex. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Supertuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Supertuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can watch via the webcam if you'd like. Cam.freetalklive.com is where you can go for that. You can watch and listen and interact because our chat room is built into the same page. So if you'd like, you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time as watching the program over at cam.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other business. So if you have a business, you need to try something new in the area of collections. They also handle early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty, and you should be a big supporter of him.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls here. The last caller dropped off the line during the break, had called to ask, what is a fairly tough question for liberty-minded
people?
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, this is the question that goes to the heart of the biggest chink in the liberty armor, which is, at what age does a person become able to make a decision? And I think that that age changes for the decision. I think that if the question is, how old does a person have to be to decide what flavor of popsicle they have, that age is relatively low. In my son's case, he doesn't even get to choose that. We have special fruit sickles that we get at the store that are made with like organic juice and stuff like that. He doesn't even know what a popsicle is. He's 3 years old, so he doesn't get to make that decision. He doesn't have the.
I'm going to corrupt him with a popsicle.
Information. Believe me, if you corrupt him with a popsicle, I'll be fine. It's the other stuff that you might corrupt him with that scares the crap out of me. But. As the case may be.
Daddy won't let you choose between orange and green. What do you want, Jack?
So, I think that these decisions change over time. And I, for one, I do think that people should be able to make choices about sex at ages often lower than what society decides. But I'm very uncomfortable with the idea of people making
choices. Of course you are. I mean, the idea of young people having sex has been forbidden for so long. Again, here we are talking about the status quo, that it makes people uncomfortable. And I'm not saying that I am entirely comfortable with the idea myself. However, I do know what my personal experiences have been, and that I believe that I was able to make choices like that when I was a younger person. I think that younger people are not as informed as perhaps they could be when making those choices. But that doesn't mean, just because you're making an uninformed choice, doesn't mean you don't have the ability to make choices. And so let's continue, though, with your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Michael, listening in Norfolk, to WTAR. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. The first experiment in self-government took place in the Garden of Eden, as far as we know in history. They only had one rule. They were not to eat of the fruit of the tree of experimentation.
The knowledge of good evil, yeah.
Yeah, experimentation.
Okay.
So they broke that rule. They got kicked out of the garden, and then they were told if they went further in breaking rules, new rules that were set up, they and their progeny would be kicked off the earth. That took place under Noah with only 8 people left. You and I are descendants of Noah.
Yeah, there's really no genetic information to back up that statement. None. I mean,
well, yes,
no scientific.
Yes, there is, and we're not going to be able to present it here. But
okay.
Here's the point.
Okay, make
Let
your
me
point.
Just make the point. Let me just make the point.
Make your point.
The point is we are now in the stage of history where we are told that a government is coming that's going to break nations with a rod of iron. It's going to put down lawlessness. Ian is not going to get to have sex with whoever he wants to.
Ian can't have sex with whoever he wants to anyway. Believe me, he can't.
And he was so worried about that, too.
And your wife is not going to get to do it.
My wife?
With whoever she wants to. And those who won't abide by the law will be wiped off the earth. Now, that's
Are you talking about May 21st?
Ooh, yeah, rapture's coming.
No.
Rapture's coming on the May 21st.
You're not one of those.
It's 6 p.m.
Those are nut cases.
Hey, I got a question for you. Let's say that on my kitchen floor, I put about a bunch of little handfuls of hamburger. And in one of those hamburgers, I hide some rat poison. And then I let my dog into the house. Am I a nutcase?
Are you a nutcase?
Yeah.
Well, some people
Am I a jerk?
Say you,
Am I a homicidal maniac?
Well, here's the point. In the New Jerusalem, no
wait a minute, that's not a responsive
answer. Made your
point. It's not even an active response to what I'm saying.
You made a point. Now, Mark had a question for you. So if you'd like to have a conversation, we can do that. Now, please answer Mark's question. Do you recall what it was?
Yeah, he said, is he in that case reporting poison in part of the hamburger?
Yeah, and letting the dog in.
Well, from his perspective, if he loves the dog, he is a nutcase. He has a nutty love. But so, from the standpoint of an intelligent being, not a dog, an intelligent being.
Sir, I take insult to that. I've seen some very intelligent dogs in my time.
Yeah, I've seen some dogs real smarter than people I know.
So,
well, first of all, the forbidden fruit was not put in as deliberate poison.
Why was it put there? I mean, God controls the universe. Are you telling me that the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is in fact more powerful than God?
God himself said that he has eaten of this fruit. And that when the man and woman ate of that fruit, their eyes were open and they became
Why did
God.
He put it there? He built Eden, right?
But because he wanted
did
to
he
teach,
build Eden?
Because he wanted to teach your parents. Yes, he built Eden. Mm-hmm. He wanted to teach your parents how to teach you. And what he taught them is this. When you have the God of the universe telling you how to succeed, you're a fool if you don't pay attention to him. And he learned a lesson. Adam and Eve learned a lesson, and we're learning that lesson now. We are going to have a lawful society, not a lawless society. It's coming to this world. And those who won't abide by the laws will be wiped out like Mark's dog.
So you're saying that because God has the moral right to wipe out his creations, that people have the moral right to rule over other people?
They receive that right by virtue of God giving it to
them. Did God give Hitler the right?
To rule over people?
Yes.
No, he didn't give Hitler the right.
How did Hitler not get the right, but other governments do have the right?
Yeah, you have the right to rule by certain rules. You don't rule by
your
own
rules. Which rules are those? Which rules are God's rules? Didn't God, isn't slavery mentioned in the Bible? Didn't God give rules on how to own people? I mean, for God's sake, if God has rules on how to own people, surely Hitler can be one of God's minions upon earth.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But remember, those May 21st people, they're the crazy ones. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can call in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can also join us in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up June 20th through the 26th, just over a month from today. About 5 weeks, I think, is what we've got remaining. And that's pretty exciting, because Porkfest is a great time. It's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming together and enjoying each other's company. And it's nice being around liberty-minded people, because then you get to talk about all the subtleties of the ideas of liberty, like age of consent and, like, you know, what, where certain lines should be drawn versus not. But in general, most of these people agree with the general concept that, well, the government is way too intrusive, oppressive, expensive, etc., and needs to be slashed way, way back.
Yeah.
And usually they disagree on whether it should be slashed back to 1% or 0%. And you know, there's a lot of disagreements in between that 1% and 0%. But generally they get along pretty well. It's a good time. Hundreds of people camping out in the woods in Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely splendid scenery, and it's really the reason you want to go is to meet the people. So meet a lot of the names and the folks, the personalities that you hear on this program. In fact, our friends Damo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com, they have taken off on their Free State Friendship Tour as they are going to tour around New Hampshire here over the next 4 or 5 weeks prior to Porkfest, and then wrap things up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You get to meet folks like that and other people that, again, you hear about doing the activism up here that sounds so fantastic, that sounds so unbelievable. Some people actually have told us that they don't believe it's real, that they don't believe that that this is actually happening, that there are actually hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But it is true, and it is real, and it is happening, and that's why all three of us are here tonight, because none of us, you know, Meg, we didn't know you before the Free State Project, but now we've been living here for years, and more people are coming every single year. Every month, new people are moving in here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival gives you the chance to experience New Hampshire with a whole lot of other so-called porcupines. It's the mascot for the Free State Project. A bunch of other liberty lovers all together in the same place. There are also tours that will be happening around the state of New Hampshire to give you the opportunity to see more than just the campground. And lots of activities and parties and family fun events happening on the campground itself. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Looking forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live throughout the event. And we continue with you and your phone calls. Go to Marcus, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I got a friend. He claims he works for a rich elite Illuminati worker. And he claims... they're going to be out of here May 21st anyway. And if you, if you're not saved, sanctified, well, you, he's not already going to be out of his bank and gave away everything.
For real? So you actually have a coworker who has cleaned out his bank account in preparation for May 21st?
He's passing out all his possessions, gave his car away, and...
Man, I want to find these people.
Yeah.
I wonder if he gave it to somebody who would give it back on May the 22nd.
He claims he works for Illuminati, elite worker. I mean, he helps
that's an unbelievable claim
claims
right there.
They take care of him. Like, he also claims that they're going to eventually it's going to be a police state. And
It's a police state right now.
And the TVs they got, they're going to also have some kind of camera in it, the new TVs, where they can see in your house.
Yeah, that's a paranoid conspiracy theory.
You know, so
but I understand why people are paranoid, because the police state would love to have something like that. I mean, it may be coming.
The gun shops, they're going to close. People at the gun shops, they're going to eventually come to your house, take your guns away. That's what he tells me. So
Marcus, do you believe that the May 21st is going to be the rapture? I mean, that's for those that don't know. We're kind of referencing it as though everybody knows. There apparently are people that are putting up...
According to the Bible, said no man knows the day or the hour.
So. Yeah, that's what I've always, even if you believe you're a fundamentalist Christian, the idea that people can predict the day or even the year that this is going to happen always seems ludicrous to me, because the Bible's clear. No man knows the day or the hour.
He's supposed to be calling you. He's already gave me $200 already. He's supposed to be calling you guys.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to send him to the AMP page. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
You're going to get rapture money.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. amp.freetalklive.com. You can make a one-time contribution. You're not going to need the AMP perks, because through the AMP program, we have these perks that we give people, like, you know, special access to phone lines and a few other things. But you're not going to need that if you believe in this whole May 21st thing. You can just clean out your bank account and send it to Free Talk Live. It'll be great.
So horrible. Don't tell people to do that.
It's as I understand, this May 21st thing is even better, because the guy in charge, now, this is all secondhand stuff. I haven't researched it thoroughly, but this is really good stuff. Apparently, he was asked at what time it would occur, and it's 6 p.m. And then
Eastern?
Eastern. Well, no. See, that's the question, right? Like, that's the next person. He didn't come up with that answer. He says, well, it's rolling. It'll start in
the time zone.
Right. So it'll hit 6 p.m. in every time zone. So it's a rolling rapture. So you'll see people shooting off of the earth, per time zone. It's very interesting. So I guess when you get the news that Japan or, you know, whatever, I mean, there's 18 time zones before us.
Greenwich Mean Time, right?
Once they go out. No. This is a rolling time zone.
But wouldn't Greenwich be the first to go?
Why would Greenwich? No, Greenwich Mean Time is not the first to go. It would be. It's out in the Pacific Ocean. The land of the rising sun is Japan.
Huh.
Greenwich Mean Time is in London. So you'd find out as these places, you know, either the news stopped being reported or the news was being reported, the rapture is occurring in Japan. A few Christians have shot off of the island or whatever. Holes appear in people's ceilings. You know, this kind of stuff. Then you know, oh, Jesus Christ, you are my personal Lord and Savior. Please come into my life and take good care of me for the next 16 hours.
So it's plenty of time to
get in there last second.
Yeah, you don't want to know that.
Unless you're in the first time zone, in which case then you're SOL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Sorry to all those Pacific Islanders that happen to be at the international dateline.
I heard they're changing. What was it, Samoan?
Yeah, Samoa has just moved from the international dateline from yesterday to today or whatever. So they have chosen to go from the first time zone to the last one. I wonder if God's going to recognize that or if God uses some old system of designation.
You know, I would love to have one of these rapture believers actually call in and talk about this because we did find the website, I think it was Family Radio or something. They had a really good URL that was easy to remember, but oh gosh, what was it? I think it was FamilyRadio.com.
It's so crazy. You just want to insert the. I just imagine inserting the flying spaghetti monster every time they talk about God because it's so insane. The ideas that they talk about. I mean, a rolling rapture. You're going to believe this guy. You're going to give away all your stuff because this guy who was wrong in 1993 about the rapture has predicted another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then for the next, 5 months, everybody left behind is just going to experience the most torturous conditions ever. So,
is that right? Because the world is supposed to end supposedly in October.
On October 22nd or 1st or whatever.
Yeah, it's complicated, this, the way Revelations talks about it. There's supposed to be a 1,000-year kingdom, and then Satan is unbound again and runs rampant around the earth again, and then God finally takes him and tosses him into the lake of fire, which apparently many people believe that he does with his own children, which I think to be absolutely insane.
Because he loves you.
Does he loves you?
Yeah. You will burn because he loves you.
The idea that you would take your kids and throw them into an eternal lake of fire is kind of like me teaching my son how to not touch the stove, the hot stove.
By throwing him in a campfire.
Tossing him in it. Or cutting his fingers off with tin snips.
Now you won't burn yourself.
I mean, this is how somebody who loves their child treats them? No!
Yeah.
You get one lifetime to figure out what's right and what's wrong, and that God was true.
Yeah, but he works in mysterious ways.
Yeah,
mysterious
he certainly
ways.
Does. Mysterious, disgusting, evil ways. These people that believe in this kind of God. I don't. I believe in God. My God is not criminally insane.
1-800-259-9231. Yeah, if you believe that God loves you, then the whole lake of fire thing just doesn't seem like it would apply.
It's sure nice when you think about, like, Hitler and Osama bin Laden, though, isn't it?
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us.
Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Mark's shaking his head. He's like, no way. We're talking about God. There's some...
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, you've got two callers on the line here. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And it always happens on Tuesday nights, doesn't
no,
it?
No, it's a Monday.
Oh, that's right.
They
it's just whoever's
just
next here.
For me. Dang it.
Thanks for reminding me. I judge my days of the week by what co-host is here. So Meg's here. It must be Tuesday. Oh, wait. I asked Meg to come in on Monday. No, it's actually Monday.
I was here last night, too.
And that's right. You did the Sunday, the internet-only Sunday edition, which people can download at freetalklive.com. So, yeah, visit freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Luther's in California. Luther, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey there. Nice to talk to you guys.
Welcome, sir.
Let me just start by saying that the age of consent laws should be abolished right along with the IRS, income tax, Federal Reserve, and the Department of Education. It's just
Absolutely.
Another way that the government uses to control our lives, and especially control the way our children are raised in our country, and to control the kind of information that they receive.
Yeah, it should be up to parents to educate their kids appropriately to whatever they feel
exactly.
is appropriate to as far as their
exactly.
kids and sex is concerned in making decisions.
Exactly. And specifically with sex, it's been our biological imperative to have sex since at least the onset of puberty. But for some people, yeah. even before then.
And back in the long time ago, people...
This is the shaky, shaky, thin ice of liberty here.
People at the age of puberty were getting married not too long ago. So
That's exactly. happening in some Islamic countries. They'll marry girls off as young as 9 and 8 and
yeah.
things like that. And I've got to say, that sounds like slavery to me.
It sure does. It's controlled marriage, but we have there's a different side of this, though, that many people are unaware of. And it's the underground human trafficking industry. And there's a very good book on the subject called The Natashas, Inside the New Global Sex Trade. And for right now, we'll just call them the Illuminati, but there are various, about a handful of very low-key, but extremely powerful mafia organizations that are involved in this trafficking industry. And they actually kidnap young girls, some of them children and teenagers, most of them, and then they get them out of orphanages in Ukraine and other places, mm-hmm. and then they'll just pick them right off the street and force them into a vehicle. They force them. Here's what basically happens: they take them, put them in a room, they lock them in there, they feed them one meal a day, They are raped and beaten and tortured with cigarette butts. And if they get out of line, they'll kill them savagely. And yep. They'll do it in front of others.
For this is because sex with people who are under the age of 18 is prohibited, and therefore those girls cannot offer services in the open marketplace, and it must be done in the black market, which brings in violence and really significant danger.
I think you're taking
danger of STDs and all that.
I think you're taking a limb here. I think that if you legalize sex, if you legalize prostitution for people over the age of 18, that they would be able to service the market that is.
Do you think that's true, that claim, Luther, that Mark's making?
Well, I am fully against slavery, and so I don't believe, I believe in free markets, but that should never include human beings. You should not be able to own human beings, no matter what, because slavery is wrong. It's just purely...
But Mark's claim is that if it were legal to have sex with people for money, if prostitution were legal for people over the age of 18 or for adults, that would eliminate any demand for the underage sex market.
I highly disagree with that. The underage prostitutes are much in demand for obvious reasons. But I think that the control of it, I think the reason it's that age of consent laws are so tyrannical is because it makes the black market more profitable. It makes it more of a taboo issue, and so their clients pay higher prices for the services that are illegal.
Anytime something is forbidden, there will be seekers of it. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with your calls. And, of course, whenever anything is prohibited, it becomes far more dangerous for those seekers.
Yeah, you can't stop anything just by saying don't do it.
Let's continue here and talk to, I believe we've got Andy listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Megan Mark.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, look, you've talked about this several times when I tuned into your show, and it just really bugs me. I remember Mark's analogy with the dog and putting poison in a hamburger on the floor. I think that's a really simplistic way to say, basically, if you love someone, you should never let anything bad ever happen to them. And I think that's just a really skewed view of love, and I don't
Not anything bad isn't the same as hell. Do you understand that hell's the worst thing that could ever be? Like
it's not just letting something happen.
In fire for the rest of eternity.
Right, and hell isn't just letting something happen. That's the intention of
God
saying...
God created hell, and then he created the rules by which I live. Then he created the Bible, which I'm supposed to believe. He wrote it by men, and I'm just supposed to accept that that's true. Why wouldn't I believe the other religious documents that are written by men?
Well, what you're missing to include in this is that men choose their actions. God didn't create hell and then say, you must go there. He created hell. He also created heaven. That way he could give man the opportunity to come, show his faith.
How do you know that? Why isn't it one of those other religious documents?
Oh, stop it. How do you know anything religious? Just because you don't follow a document written by quote-unquote men doesn't mean that your religion is all of a sudden superior to someone who actually believes.
I don't believe it is. I'm not threatening anybody with eternal hell, dude. See, when I say you can do it,
that's what God didn't entail at all.
What's that?
Your religion is, do good, but if you don't, nothing's really going to happen. No real incentive.
That's not true.
Because God doesn't really care what you do.
Hell exists on earth as far as I'm concerned. You'll reap the rewards of what you do. If you do bad things will happen to you. That's my religion.
You just described hell.
No, I haven't.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm talking about in real life. That's what's going to happen. If you punch somebody in the nose, they're liable to punch you back.
Right, and then usually once you're done doing the bad things, if you change your life and start doing good things again, the bad things tend
to
go away.
You can be redeemed.
You don't have an eternity of burning in flames. The idea that you would...
Then question number one is what happens after this life? If you believe there's nothing, then there's really no use for religion at all.
if you believe that there's something, and if you think that something is in any way linked to your actions in this life, then you have to believe in some sort of heaven.
Here's my explanation, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I like the explanation that the gentleman gave on the freeconcord.org video, the man who was being persecuted for using medical cannabis. He had a near-death experience that other people have had this experience as well. I think it's very interesting, where you've heard people talking about how their whole life flashes in front of their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is this is kind of like that, except it's your life through the eyes of others. So, and the feelings of others. So you get to experience your life as others experienced you. So all the people that you hurt, you get to feel every bit of pain that those people felt. All the people you made feel happy and good, you get to feel all the joy and the wonder that they felt. And that's kind of your little your life rewind after mm-hmm. it ends. What happens to beyond that, I don't know. Your soul goes back out into the multiverse or whatever, and then who knows from that point on.
I've actually heard scientific explanations for that near-death experience where the things that affected you most in life, the things that you did that hurt people or that made them happy, are, you know, internalized in the recesses of your memory. And so when your brain sort of restarts after a near-death experience, those are the first things that come to your mind. Because that's like the most inner, monologue you have going on is those experiences.
But doesn't that seem just to you that you would experience what others experienced of you?
I'm not going to, I don't know what happens after you die. I suspect that if there's a loving God out there that he's, that he's going to have, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I expect things to be good because I've lived the best life I can. What I don't expect is to be sent to an eternal damnation because I refuse to believe one thing.
Some chicken scratch that was written
down. I refuse to believe that God came in the flesh and died on the cross for my sins. I could be the best person around, do the best stuff, and I got to go to hell for that. That's what I don't believe.
Let's talk to Russ, listening in New Hampshire to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Russ.
Hey, guys.
We're short on time. Thank you, dude. We're short on time.
First off, dude, you're not going to hell because there is no hell for humans, only the devil and the fallen angels. But anyway.
I'm for that.
Listen to this. You talked about the Whiskey Rebellion. Guy, it had nothing to do with transporting grain and paying taxes on that. It had to do with these people were in the frontier. They were homesteaders.
Yeah.
They didn't have stores. They didn't have markets. They did everything for themselves. They slaughtered their own animals. They grew their own corn. They made their own furniture. So their currency was that liquor. You can't pay taxes on goods when your currency is liquor.
Interesting.
That's what it was all about.
Point. If you want to tell us more, call us tomorrow night and call right at the top of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern. I know you guys don't start on XM until 9 o'clock Eastern.
It says here the name of the uprising comes from a 1791 excise tax on whiskey that was a central grievance of the West.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.